Katrina formed out of its tropical depression as it came up through the Bahamas. It formed very quickly to become the hurricane that passed across Florida. The standard path for that storm should have been north along the west coast or along the east coast, much as tropical storm Ophelia is doing now, passing up to the right and then up into the Carolinas. That would be the normal path for that storm, just as Floyd did. Now, all of a sudden, Katrina makes a sharp left turn, runs over Miami, and then makes another left turn. All of the prediction paths of the computers showed it going north after it passed through Miami. It did nothing of the sort. It made another major left turn, headed out south as a very disorganized thunderstorm, and within 30 minutes developed into a Category 3 hurricane. And it moved out westerly across the Gulf of Mexico till it hit about midway, and then it made another sharp right turn and started heading north-northwest up towards the Texas border, actually, is where it first started to move to. If you drew a line from its path, it would have hit somewhere in East Texas. So it's moving northwards, and then it's kind of bending towards New Orleans. But even 100 miles offshore, Katrina was headed west, mind you, west of New Orleans. As it moved closer, it made a perfect curve, like a perfect strike pitcher's curveball, directly north towards New Orleans. And of course, at that point, we all thought New Orleans was toast. At that point, when Katrina made landfall, it made a very sharp right-hand turn, almost 90 degrees, and headed east towards Biloxi, Mississippi. And the reason for that turn was because it went over two of the prime oil refineries that had been missed by Ivan and the other four storms that had been guided into that area over the past year. Five major tropical storms, including hurricanes, moving into that Mobile, Alabama area. But the people guiding the storm knew that the big refineries, the two big ones that needed to be hit, lay just east and south of New Orleans. And so anyway, this storm, Katrina, went dead center over that location. But now understand that as Katrina was a Category 4 pushing Category 5 hurricane 100 miles offshore over New Orleans, even the manipulation of the storm couldn't keep it driving at that rate. It lost power. It was only a Category 2 storm as it actually hit those refineries. And as it hit the left part of the eye, just grazed Lake Pontchartrain, which lies north of New Orleans. If you look at my weather book, this has a lot more detail that the severe storms are driven from the ionosphere, something that just about every NASA conference now is coming to the same conclusion. Gee, isn't that interesting? So if you understand what causes the weather, then weather manipulation is the secondary effect or the understanding of that. So first of all, HAARP was a technique to send radio wave radiation in large volumes into certain areas and concentrated on a certain area. But it really was not that effective. They could do a little bit of weather manipulation. They could somewhat move cloud systems around, but it was not very effective. Back in the mid-90s, I came up with a technique that I took to the Air Force. And now I regret that terribly. It's the same reason why I will not take any technology to these people that would be used to get through the Van Allen belts, because these people use it for devious mechanisms to harm the public. What I did in the mid-90s, I took this to the Air Force and NOAA, and I said, I will give you this for free. It's a technology which will allow us to manipulate storms and drag them away from shorelines that would affect people, and we can diminish the energy in storms using these techniques. Well, what they've done is taken those same techniques, built large laser satellites that are in orbit around the Earth, and these are what are dragging the storms around and pumping up the energy in these storms. What they basically do is they shine a laser And these can be in many different frequencies, and this is what I measured directly last January when I went out into the Pacific, because I knew they were doing this. I knew they were playing with these storms out in the Pacific off the west coast of the United States, and I got up to an altitude of about 40-some thousand feet, about 45,000 feet, and was able to view and capture the satellite manipulation of a storm system as they took it from Oregon and dragged it down towards California. So this was direct, the first direct measurement confirmation that they were manipulating these storms with satellites and the laser beams coming down from satellites.